Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hannah is looking for a second date update with a guy named Roger. Hey, Hannah, how are you?
I'm okay. I was kind of hoping that I would just like find my person and ride off into the sunset. I never do a second date update, but, you know, here we are. So.
Well, it's early yet.
True.
So let's see what we can do for you. Let's start from the beginning. Tell us how you met Roger and how that first date went.
So we met online, and we had two dates. First, we went to a Reds game, which was really fun. I think that was just like a really good idea for a first date. And then a couple days later, we went to dinner, and he stayed the night with me that night. And that's not like usually my deal. Like, I usually takes me a little longer to want to do that, but it just felt really right, you know? But now I feel really stupid because I thought everything was going really great. Like, I really did. And we just like, we clicked. We were on the same page about like everything, but now he's not returning my calls or texts or anything, and I'm super bummed.
Yeah. We get a lot of feedback from listeners who hear stories like that and say, well, it serves her right. You know, you sleep with someone, what do you expect? Once they get what they want, they disappear. But I don't know. I don't think that's necessarily fair.
That's usually my mom's comment.
Yeah. I mean, he slept with me, too, so I don't know why you judge me for doing it.
Right. I don't know. I think women like to judge other women. I'm sorry, that is where most of the feedback comes from.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty judgmental thing for a man to say about women.
No, I know. I'm painting with a very broad stroke there, and I can be very judgmental, too.
It's okay.
So fill us in on, like, how the dinner went and what it felt like when you two said goodbye.
Yeah, in the morning, it was fine. Like, he woke up, he started to put his clothes on, so I woke up, too, and we, like, said a nice goodbye, and he left.
What did you guys talk about during your dinner?
All kinds of stuff. Like, we did all the normal kind of, like, deep stuff. Like, talked about, like, how many brothers and sisters you have. But yeah, we also got, like pretty deep, I thought.
Okay.
Like, about our lives. And we laughed a lot about stupid stuff. And we talked about the game that we went to see. I don't know.
All right. You said he stayed the night. How did that go?
I mean, I thought it went pretty well. Yeah. Like, I thought it was a pretty sexy time.
So you would give it a thumbs up?
I would. I would give it a thumbs up. Yeah, like, I mean, like, the sex was good, and then it's not like I was like, oh, please stay over. Like, he like, made the moves to stay.
Hmm.
Whenever a woman says the sex is good, you could pretty much bet the man's good. Because I think in most cases the man says the sex is good.
Every
even
time.
When it's not good.
Yeah. That was great.
So for the woman to say, oh, the sex was good, that
that's
had to have been
sign.
Fantastic.
Yeah, like it was, I don't think he would have had any complaints. But at the same time, I haven't heard from him, so who knows?
All right. Well, then let's take a break and call him up. So I'll put you on hold. Fritch will pick up. She'll get the phone number from you. And we'll call Roger and see what he thought of you and his date with you. Coming up next with Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102. In a nutshell, Hannah met Roger online. They went to a Reds game, and they had a good enough time at the Reds game that there actually was a second date. They went to dinner. Dinner went great because he ended up staying over at her place that night.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it was great. The only problem is she hasn't heard from Roger since then.
Where did he go?
Why would a man have sex with a woman and then never call her back again?
Happens in the animal community all the time.
Love him and leave him.
Yeah. Are there any important details you feel like we left out, Hannah?
I don't think so, no.
All right. So we're just going to go ahead and call Roger and see what he thought of Hannah and his two dates with her.
Jeff and Jen, huh?
What? How'd you know it was us?
749-2320. I know that number.
Ah, I love it.
Jeff and Jen, huh?
Yes, sir.
Busted. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, will you come on our show and chat with us for a little bit?
Is it second date update?
Yep. You got it.
He didn't
Damn,
say
this
yes.
Guy's good.
He's on it, man.
Oh, I love second date update, and now here I am. Surprise, surprise.
It is your lucky day. Have we called you before?
No.
Oh, well, good.
I've just listened to you guys for a while.
It's your first time.
Okay. Well, listen, Roger, we're calling about Hannah. why is that funny?
First of all, I want to say that I liked her very much and I enjoyed her company. I did feel like there could have been some potential there, but it got really weird for me.
How did it get weird?
Did she tell you that I spent the night at her place?
Yes.
Okay. Well, when I woke up the next morning, I was naked and half on top of the sheets, and sleeping between us was a kid, like a 3 or 4 year old boy.
Ooh.
And I have no idea how he was there or where he came from. So as you can imagine, that pretty much freaked me out, like I was naked, right? And so was she. And there was a kid.
Yeah.
He wasn't there when I got to the house, so I had no idea where he came from.
Okay.
So I quietly got out of the bed, put my clothes on, hoping not to wake up anybody. And luckily, the kid stayed asleep, but she heard me and got up too. Obviously, as it turns out, she's got a kid, which I didn't know about, and he sleeps with her every night.
Oh,
and the babysitter, right, and the babysitter had brought him home and put him to bed in his room after we had already, you know, gone to sleep. And I guess he just wandered into the room when we were asleep at some point.
That'll start you when you wake up.
Oh, wow.
So I was obviously confused about everything, you know.
Yeah.
And so I got the heck out of it.
Right.
When I thought about it later, I was just, listen, I'm not cool with any of it. You know, including the fact that she didn't tell me she had a kid. I think
right.
That's info that should have been shared, you know, maybe before the first date.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Roger, you're familiar with our show, so you know Hannah's on the line with us.
Sure.
Hi.
What's up, Hannah?
I'm so sorry about that. The babysitter was supposed to keep him till the next morning, so I was surprised to wake up with him there, too. And, like, if I had known, of course, I would have told you about it. I was just like, I usually wait. I was going to wait till the next date to tell you because, like, honestly, whenever I date a guy who doesn't have kids and I tell him right away, then he runs right away. But if, like, someone gets to know me a little bit, sees what my life is like with a kid, then it seems to be, like, a much easier transition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, like, men who don't have kids get freaked out about dating a single mom. But if they date a woman who happens to have a kid, it's different.
Yeah.
Well, I will say finding out this way is a good way to freak out a guy, too.
I know. I wasn't like, let's get him naked and then bring him a kid. Like, that was not my intention.
Well, you know, doing that act results in a child.
True.
And that's like instant kid. Like, whoa!
Man!
How long have I been asleep?
What
yeah,
happened?
We made that baby.
Holy.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really sorry.
I appreciate your apology. I just feel that it's not different. And you should really tell guys before they wake up naked with a kid they don't even know about sleeping next to them. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I would have. I did not know that was going to happen.
It wasn't supposed to. He wasn't supposed to come home until the next morning?
Yeah.
Or the next day?
Yeah. Okay. The babysitter, it turned out, got sick and brought him home because she was like, I'm too sick.
But when do you tell someone that you are a mom, that you're like, hey, by the way, I have a 3-year-old?
I was like, okay, on the next date, I'm going to tell him.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like, that was my plan. I usually wait till the third date because usually I haven't slept with somebody by then. So, like, it was a little bit different than usual. And, like, now I know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, I've been trying to figure out this balance of not scaring men off, but also, like, letting them into my life. And obviously I did not strike it right this time, but I hope you'll give me a chance. I'm not, like, a crazy person who just, like, throws kids at you. Like, but that's the only one. There aren't any more.
I don't know, Roger. What do you think? I mean, that sounds like a reasonable enough explanation to me. I know that was weird, and I would be disturbed also, but I don't know. Hannah, sounds pretty cool.
I don't view you as a crazy person. It's all good. I think I'd rather just move on, but thank you.
Right. I'm sorry, Hannah.
It's okay. It was my bad. I get it. I'm disappointed. I think you're really great, but
I
get it.
You're really great also. No stress.
Thank you.
All right, Roger. Well, we appreciate you taking the call anyway. Thank you for listening to our show.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. You bet. And Hannah? Don't be a stranger. Anytime you need us, give us a shout.
Thanks. I do appreciate your help.
Always. All right. So if we can do a second date update for you, shoot us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.